My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com. Hooray, greed. We'll have more on greed at 4 o'clock. We do have a story from college football that is quite disgusting.
Greed is good.
Not at this point. So we're going to do this. College football is going to be tomorrow from a Michigan State perspective, because the Tigers have forced their way into the conversation like they did last week. And, you know, when they're inside of three games out, we're going to talk about it. And if they fall outside of it, we're not. So last night was miraculous. Now, I'm not ignoring the Lions. We're not done by a country mile with them. So let me at least reset the tie, because we have people who want to talk Tigers, and I want to do it with them. And then I want to set the table for the Lions, and we'll try to, what does Doug call it?
Open lines.
We'll try.
I do have a question for you for the Lions, for the cash to ticket version of you.
No, there is no cash ticket version.
There it is.
This weekend terrifies me. Here's the deal. Tigers last night are down 4-0, 5-1. Miraculous. They come back. They win a nail biter 7-6. In the same time frame, the Twins go from 3-0 to gaggeration, bottom of the eighth, Class A closeout. Exactly. So here's my question. Do you believe the standings, where you're two games out? Obviously, the Twins have the ability to make it three with the game in hand. Or do you believe Fangraphs? That is a much more tempered approach, saying you only have a 17% chance of making it. Rico and I believe the standings. You get this close and you watch these games. The pitching staff's not slowing down. Now Reese Olson is back, although that hanger to Bobby Witt was atrocious. But my point is, you're only doing one bullpen day.
Mm-hmm.
You have Mize. You have Olson. You have Greg Maddux. I mean, Montero. You have. I'm making a point that, look, do I wish things worked differently this year where I could have embraced it all summer? Sure, but I'm letting go of all of it because here's reality. The Twins, on a nightly basis, are giving themselves a colonoscopy. They're losers. Rocco Baldelli is a loser. You're out here with pixie dust. That's what it is, guys. You know, Bob Salmon, Fred Smithers, Henry Herter. Who are these people? When Dan Dickerson doesn't know who they are, that tells you something. And that's not a shot.
No.
Dan was here. We laughed about it. That's not an insult. No, I'm just saying, you know, everything I say is an insult. It's not.
No, it's not. Mike, it's Dan not knowing the Tigers is like me at MSU going down the roster list. Like, who's that player?
Right.
Right.
I mean, it, Pedro Serrano. I wouldn't be surprised if they call him up. So look, Rico and I have just said, yeah, hats for bats. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't have to. We believe the standings. Mm-hmm. Or, look, do it a different way. You don't like Fangraphs. If you believe right now they're making the playoffs, you can go to a sports book and bet plus 410 to make it. I don't believe they're 4-1 to make it. I think they're much better than that. Because the Twins are Thelma and Louise. Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to take that bet, you probably want to lock it up today because I don't think that number's going to be there that much longer. Because, right, I believe what I see in the standings because, as you said, the Tigers are finding a way. Somebody new is stepping up, getting it done, whether it's somebody at the plate, whether it's somebody on the mound, whether it's the bullpen. It's unimaginable, but they're doing it. Right. So I'm just going to believe in it. I'm going to embrace it, and I'm going to hope that the alarm clock doesn't go off until after the playoffs.
But you can't get hurt by something you never had.
Exactly.
It's a scratch-off. It's a lottery ticket. There's no reason to be scared. You just roll with this. Have fun with it.
Yeah. If they don't make it, look at it as, you know what? You had a 6-leg parlay and you hit 5.
Look at it as.
And you need that one last one.
Just look at it as they have done enough that Scott Harris and Chris Illich can't tell you about the core not being here mm-hmm. or the time not being right. And we get to have a good offseason. Mm-hmm. And that's what everyone should demand. That's how I see it.
But I'm going to get to that later. I want to embrace the now. Because that's just going to upset me.
No, it's fine. Everything will be fine.
It will. David,
the queue line will be working in 3 months.
No.
It's going to be fine.
No. I meant to take a photo, but I was driving, and I don't like to do that while it's working.
It's back?
Yes.
I thought I saw on the news it was going to be out
for
3 months.
It's the people mover that's going to be down.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's been down since 88.
Yeah.
I mean, who are we kidding?
I did the pregame show with Cookies, and I was like, wait. It's a queue line.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't keep our collection of toy trains that are completely ineffective straight. I mean, no offense.
They had a sign for Houston's on the side of it.
Right. Coming soon.
Stop it, Houston. Rico. Stop it.
Like, we're the only major metropolis, and we get the Matchbox Cars version of public transit. Hot Wheels, anyone?
Like, you want to hop on there? No, I'll just walk the 2 blocks.
Yeah.
Because that's where it goes.
I know. Just leave. Okay, we'll leave it.
All right.
Hey, look. District's coming along. So we'll get to it. But David, some ticket texts. We'll get to the phone calls. I'll mix in the Lions momentarily. Go ahead.
Casey Mize is pitching for his Tigers career tonight. Let's just keep winning. We want October. These are essentially playoff games now, and it's great. I can't wait to see more. Just enjoy it. I believe the standings more.
Me too. I said that last week. I have no reason not to, because I don't see a seed change in the Twins. Yes, Correa's back. Yes, Buxton is back. The losing is continued. And Rocco Baldelli still is atrocious. And we're not going to nerd out as to why, because you don't care. This isn't Minneapolis radio. David, go ahead.
Screw the odds. The Tigers are winning big, big games over and over. What is happening? I can't believe what I'm watching.
None of us can explain it.
I believe the 1.5 because that's the only number that actually matters. The Tigers are on a roll and the Twins are sputtering. October baseball would be so fun if they can pull off this comeback. That is from Dave.
Honestly, I swear to you, I mean this. This sounds terrible. If it could guarantee me, like if in a dream world, it could guarantee me that Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone are fired, I would root for the Tigers against my Yankees in a playoff series.
Wow.
That's how much I can't stand our brain trust.
But this is the year for them.
No, it isn't, David.
Okay. I mean, I'm trying to help, but right? You got to have something.
You got Aaron Judge.
Yeah, and we've wasted it. Have you seen our pitching staff? It's electric. I need a Sammons and a Herder. And a Pete Johnson.
They're on their
and
way.
And a Will Vest. I need those guys.
It's on their way.
No, I need Chris Fetter. I'm going to pry him from this franchise.
See, now I see what his motivation is. He wants to hurt the Tigers in the long run.
No, I support you if it gets me what I want. That's it.
Oh, that's so good.
I'm going to give Fetter $30 million a year. He can't say no.
The 18% is the real number. This feels fluky, held together by duct tape and bubble gum.
But hold on. At what point does a fluke just become what's happening? Like, at what point did George Mason go from Cinderella to this team's good? They're dangerous.
Yeah, because that's what I mean. This team, they're young enough and naive enough that they're believing in themselves. If you've ever been in a locker room or you've ever been in a clubhouse or where, once you start believing, why not us? You'll be amazed at how far that can take you. That's where this Tigers team is. That I think they would be probably be the most dangerous team if they make the playoffs. You don't want to play them because they're going to keep this thing going. Guys, we're at house money. If we get eliminated, we were never supposed to be here. People gave up on us at the All-Star break.
I love that rallying cry, by the way. Yeah, you were 11 games under 500, I'm pretty sure. You know what? The house was on fire. We decided to evacuate. I must miss the pride points of wanting to burn alive inside of a home.
You go down with the ship.
You gave up on us. Yes, my bedroom was on fire. The window was there. David, I'm sorry.
It was getting a little warm.
I will say this, Rico. Last night was the moment that flipped for me. Because I was also a deflator last time we talked about the Tigers. I was with Kenny, and I was done. The number that was real for me was that Fangraphs number. But what happened last night was my heart got involved. That's what analytics can't do. My heart got involved, and we tied it, and they won it there with the Guardians. And I'm like, oh, my Lord. I flipped from deflator to inflated because I was all in, hands up. I was enjoying it.
You know what? It's funny you say that because I've said it for the longest. Analytics has taken the fun out of baseball because you look at the numbers and you just can't watch and see with your eyes. And right now, it's just appreciating what you're seeing every night, every pitch, every inning. They're never out of it. We remember, beginning of the year, we would joke and be like, hey, the cardiac cats came back and won a game late. They kept that going. Now, a lot of you didn't see it because Bally's was off the air. And then they were a lot of games out, but now that they're back. They believe, and I'm believing with them. David, I'm glad you're on board. Kenny believes. When Kenny goes home and nobody's around but him and the cat, he believes. Cat. Black cat.
Got it. Sorry. Signals crossed. Yeah, I don't even know if I believe him. Just going with it. I can't explain any of it, so I'm not even going to try.
Yeah.
I don't think that's lazy. It's just like, what's the point of being a sourpuss if they're doing this? You may as well, let's rock. I mean, like, to hell with it. The Twins blow. They're awful.
No, because some people just want to be right, and you weren't on board with us months ago.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I have a name for those
people. I don't care.
I'll share it with you often.
We're here now.
Okay, then. David, it's okay. Relax. Go ahead.
I'm watching last night thinking, what is going on? Never seen so many wins. We just shouldn't have won. Someone else says, the Tigers are 1.5 back. That's what matters. This is the number that matters. The standings are the real number. Even more so, it's the simple fact that Minnesota is 13-23 in their last 29 games.
And even worse over their last 27 because they lost the other two. You could make the sample look even worse. Look, the only thing that really hurts here, forget about the schedule and all that stuff, it's the tiebreaker. The tiebreaker hurts because it's what keeps you that extra game out. And look, if the Twins win this extra game later this week, it you're going to be two out, except you're really three. Mm-hmm. There is no game 163. That's the only thing that I think Fangraphs is probably looking at. But right here and now, if the Twins can't beat the Cincinnati Reds at home, then why do I have any faith about the Twins doing anything? Last night, you got a 3-0 lead. You're deep into your bullpen. You have to close that game out in Cleveland. You cannot let Kyle Manzardo hit the ball 800 feet. But that's what the Twins do, because they're losers. This has been the Twins as long as I've known them. That's why they can't win playoff series. That's why they can't do it. There's something in the water up there. And it's not just rainbow trout. There's something up there.
Long way away from Kirby Puckett. Yeah, you're right.
He's dead, isn't he?
I think so.
Okay. 248-539-97. He died and didn't Tony Gwynn die?
Yeah.
Crazy. We're getting old. Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Thank you, Doug. All right, let's go to the callers. Ethan is going to lead us off here in the 3 o'clock. Ethan, what's going on, buddy?
Fellas, thank you so much for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I agree so much with you, Mike, on the point that this isn't just about the fact that the Tigers are doing what they're doing. And I'll give you a stat in just a second. But the Twins, it's a free fall, a complete and total free fall. And I know they've dealt with some injuries, but it gets to a point where how affected are you mentally as a team where you just feel like we cannot get this done? And the stat that I wanted to give you is since August, I believe it was 18th, August 18th, the Tigers are 18-9 and the Twins are the exact inverse. They are 9-18
right
since that day.
It's incredible because the 18-9, look, that's fine. Tigers got hot in a short span. Do you know how bad you got to be 9-18 as a team that's an alleged playoff team?
And that goes right back to my point about at some point in time, that starts to get to your mental psyche. Like, we can't do this. We're not going to do this. And the big part is, and I understand, you know, the numbers say the 14% or whatever, And I guarantee you just hit on it before you guys went to the commercial break, that that does have to do with that tiebreaker. You're essentially 2.5 out right now, not 1.5. You have to beat the Twins in order to get in. However, I don't know. I mean, a win tonight with a Twins loss tonight, which again is asking for a lot. But if they get within that half game, I'm just straight up going to say they're doing it. I think they're doing it as of right now. And it's just incredible. I mean, the fact that I get to watch a Detroit team with Super Bowl aspirations on Sundays, and then a team that, do you want your team, do you want the Yankees playing this team in the playoffs if the Tigers do get in? I don't think this is a team that anybody's looking at it and saying, oh, yeah, I really hope they get in so we can play the hottest team in baseball over the last 2 months.
Ethan, I agree with you. I think this is the one team that you don't want because, yeah, let's face it, you're going to probably start off losing the first game because Scooble's going to be in game one.
Now let me answer.
Mike, listen, Rico touched on it. He said he made a very good point about the fact that this is the team, this is the UCLA team that made a run to the Final Four, beating teams that they had no bit, my Wolverines included, because they were a young team and they just went out. They didn't know any better. This Tigers team doesn't know any better.
But
they're
does
just
this
playing
team?
Out of their mind.
But unlike that team, this team doesn't have a little Bob Marley.
That's very true.
The point guard. What was his name? Remember we used to.
I can't remember Mike, but I know exactly with the dreadlocks.
Yeah, Tiger. Was it Tiger?
Tiger Campbell.
But no,
there we go.
Ethan, listen. There are two sides to the coin with the Yankees thing. Now, I will tell you, I believe my team is a collection of choke artists. So in that sense, if it gets me what I want, which is the Tigers helping us, we have a business to run, and I get Cashman and Boone gone, I wouldn't exactly be against it. Now, if I leave out all bias and I just go, okay, who would I want to put? No, obviously, I'd love to welcome you guys to New York.
Really?
Yeah. Please, come on, dude. The playoffs are a whole different thing. This isn't Arizona last year. I'm sorry. It's not. You cannot sell me on.
No, it doesn't happen all the time.
They got a couple nice young players, but let's not get carried away. No, there ain't a Corbin Carroll on this team.
It doesn't happen all the time, but yeah, occasionally you get the Arizona, you get the St. Louis Cardinals, you get those teams that hit playoff mode.
It can happen.
The month before.
It
because
can
the line,
happen.
That's where the Tigers have been, in playoff mode. They can't afford to just lose 5 or 6 games. Their season will be over. So every night they have to bring it. And it just becomes ingrained in them and it becomes a pattern. It becomes a habit.
And Ethan's point, losing's a habit.
It is.
And the Twins are shaky. And again, I'm not asking you guys to turn on their games. Leave that for us. The point I'm making is you can see this team gripping. You can see them fold in a big moment. And it's happening routinely. And I mean, I go back to last weekend. There is no scenario the level of quit that I saw in that team in an 11-1 loss to Cincinnati. Like, guys, if you don't want to be here, just do us all a solid and alert. You know, if I were a Twins fan, can you imagine us doing Twins radio? Chair drops everywhere.
Yeah, man, we'd be talking Vikings.
probably. Yeah,
that would just be depressing.
Go to Joe 97.1. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Mikey V. How you doing? Rico, how you doing?
Hey, Joseph. What's the good word?
Go green. There's not a lot of us, but go green.
There are a lot of us. We're at work.
I know, right? I get it. You know, it's funny, like, you know, I'm 42 today. So, like, you know, 18 years ago in 2006, we had like a 10-game lead against, who was it? Was it Minnesota?
Minnesota. 09.
Minnesota. And we lost it. We ended up going to the World Series, and that's fine. But, like, I see that same collapse with Minnesota right now because – the way they were losing, it was kind of, you know, and again, like, I don't remember yesterday, let alone 18 years ago, but, like, I remember, like, the Tigers just folding down the stretch. And that's kind of exactly what Minnesota's doing. And I've never seen anything like this. You know, when you sell Flaherty. You know, Olsen comes in yesterday, gives up a bomb, a grand slam to Bobby Witt, right? And, you know, and for them to come back, it just goes to show you, like you were talking about Rocco Baldelli, Michael, it goes to show you how much better of a manager AJ Hinch is and how great of a pitching coach Chris Flitter is.
Yeah, like, and I know it won't happen because the world doesn't work this way, but I mean, Joe, with all sincerity, I think it's an absolutely fair conversation to have AJ Hinch along with Stephen Vogt in the manager of the year conversation. Whether they get in the playoffs or not, what has AJ been given? This is why I laugh at a lot of this. Oh, I'm sorry, you're right. AJ should genuflect in front of Scott Harris because he gave him Mark Hanna. I mean, seriously.
No, I know.
Hey, AJ, we're selling at the deadline. I'm bringing up Frank Salmon. What?
I love you guys' drops and everything. And it's funny, you know, but you're right about that. Anyway, like, you know, as far as like, you know, we got guys like I'm looking at guys like Parker Meadows becoming to his own. I think the next 5 years we're going to be a great team. Whether, you know, if they spend, or well, we would hope so. But, you know, we have such a great young core. Just to see what Riley did, Green did the other day, Robinette, we lost the game. But when he Robinette home run.
How about, you know, the two-run bomb this weekend? I mean, look, he's making difference-making plays. He's clearly the centerpiece for you. We got to keep him healthy. Cole Keith, obviously, it's been up and down, but he's shown in long stretches he can hit the baseball. Parker Meadows is a plus, a very high WAR player. Even if the bat normalizes, the defense, look, I can put him in my starting nine every day and not worry about him. And hell, even if he's in the bottom third, he's still a Gold Glove caliber outfielder. Look, I don't want to hear this winter, whether they're in the playoffs or not, that the core's not here. It's time to spend.
Well, and I'm going to give you credit, Mike, because you went through and you did the research finding out that they had the player on the team with the negative WAR who basically hurt you every time he was out there. And once they removed that player, surprise, surprise, you started winning games.
It's crazy. No, and I don't think it's just that.
No, it's not. That's oversimplification.
I do operate a spite store with Javi Baez because I never wanted him here in the first place. So I'm sorry. Look, I have an 0-2 football team. I'm very fragile right now. Just give me that win. That's my win.
We all can't be privileged and be a 2-0 team.
David.
But according to people, I have no real quarterback.
Saying you're privileged. So.
You don't. You just won a game 3-0.
I'll take it. I'm ugly wins is still a win. I'll take it.
You're privileged.
Honestly, Rico is kind of paying the piper for all the privilege.
Yeah, he
now
is.
Now CMC's dead. Debo just got reported to be out a few weeks. And I will say on behalf of the entire city of Detroit, you just hate to see it. All right, we'll put a wrap on this Tigers talk. We'll turn our attention to the Lions and the general greed of sports. We've got a college football story. We'll save Michigan and Michigan State for tomorrow. Let's knock these calls out. Let's go to Rico, 97.1. Rico, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good. Hey, man. Great name.
So when I was about 11 years old, that's when the Tigers went to the World Series against the Giants. And that was, like, really, you know, awesome back then. Mm-hmm. And besides Hunter Pence giving me nightmares because I was crying in the living room when they lost. But this team... I have yet to watch them. Early in the year, I watched them, but I refuse to watch them now because I'm very superstitious with it. But I believe in this team, and I definitely believe in the actual number of 1.5 games rather than whatever Fangraphs is getting their numbers from. I don't understand that.
Yeah, listen, I'm with you. I don't think Fangraphs is appropriately calculating the Twins' mental state. Yeah, I'm with you. Plus, after a couple of weeks... I don't think it's fair to just say, well, it'll fall apart. It's not. Look at last night. Will Vest and Bo Brisky may as well have been Mariano Rivera. Two men on, no outs. Two men on, one out. They get out of both situations without yielding a run. It's like, I can't explain it.
No, it's just they're playing baseball, and the baseball gods are just letting it rain upon them right now. They're doing their thing out there, and I mean, it's gonna go like caller Ethan was saying. If they get into the playoffs, that's probably the last team anybody wants to play right now. I don't like that. That is for sure. Besides them and the Dodgers, nobody else wants to play those teams.
Rico, you know what? I'll keep the vibes high. I'm not gonna get after you, but no offense. If you still had Scooble, Flaherty, Olson when he was hot, I'd have a different feel. I don't think anyone's really afraid of you, but you know what? Feel the vibes. F it. Tom Berenger.
Here's the thing. You don't need to be afraid of them, but maybe it's the fact that you kind of say it's the Tigers. They're not going to keep this thing going.
Hold on a second. Delilah wants to talk. Look at who wants to talk Tigers over here.
No, I was just thinking, like, to put him in the same conversation with the Dodgers, I think, is a little bit aggressive, but...
Delilah, Kenny's back to whisper in our ear about the Tigers. Go ahead. Where have you been?
I just think putting him in the conversation with the Dodgers is a little ridiculous. Like, pump the brakes a little bit.
Hey,
I love Rico, the vibes.
Rico had a beautiful name, and he's hopped up. He's excited. This team hasn't given him a thrill since he was 11 years old. I let him roll. That's all.
I've always been the one. You don't want to play that team that's red hot going into the playoffs that had to win pretty much every game because they're already in playoff mode. Does it mean they're always going to win? No. But when you're a red hot team and you get to start off pitching schoolball, which means you could go up 1-0 in a short series, I like your odds.
See, but I question if these guys are actually in playoff mode or they're just playing baseball so young and dumb. They're just going with it. And they just don't even know it's playoff baseball.
You know what, David? I think both things can be true. I think that they are young and dumb, don't realize it, but they also see, hey, you know, if we keep doing this, we can keep playing baseball. Like, our season won't be over. We don't have to clean out our lockers in the clubhouse.
Well, tonight is big. Here's the other thing. And I mean, just to look, the next 2 days are massive because AAU face Cole Reagans tonight. If you can steal this one, I'll be convinced it's happening. But I believe Scooble has faced the Royals twice, and they bombed them. I believe. So it is this idea of, hey, the next two, if you win these two, considering the Royals have been Scooble's kryptonite, and Reagans is their best pitcher by far and away because I'm not a Lugo guy. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Just take it day by day.
But not a BOGO. Not a BOGO.
Look, the Twins are starting some guy called Zuby Williams tonight. The guy's got a 7-8 ERA. Like, I mean, it's laughable. Guy makes Gavin Williams look like Satchel Paige.
7-11 ERA.
Is it a 7-11?
Yeah.
What do you want me to say? That's who you're tossing out there? You're claiming Cole Irvin for your playoff push. That's what they're doing.
They're gripping.
Yeah. You know, I could make a joke here, but I'll save that for you. Let's go to Josh, 97.1. Josh, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you guys doing today?
Good, pal. What's on your mind? What do you got?
So I think I just want to invite Kenny Cott to say, I think it's time to be okay with getting hurt again. We got to accept it. We could make a run here, and it also feels like the floor might get ripped out from under us at any point, but I don't know. It beats 10 years of absolute disappointment, right?
Kenny, listen to Josh preaching the truth here. Kenny, why are you scared? This was never yours to begin with.
I'm not scared. I just looked at the Red Wings, and I saw what happened there, and I got my hopes up and my heart invested, and it's very difficult for me to attempt to do that, knowing what could possibly happen. You said the next couple days are going to be huge. The next couple days will be huge deciding what I'm going to do.
The reason why Kenny feels this way, Kenny believed in Steve Yzerman. He believes in nobody more than Steve Yzerman, and Yzerman let him down. That's why he's hurt. Josh, that's why he doesn't want to do this.
Josh, so you obviously, you believe the standings. You don't believe the Fangraphs, right?
Yeah, I mean, so I've been a lifelong Tigers fan, but following the last, like I said, 10 years is just painful. But when they started winning again this year around the Seattle series, I was like, okay, maybe we're turning a corner, but there's no way they can keep this up. And then they did, and now nothing really surprises me. Like, was it Friday night? I get off work, and I check, you know, the Tigers score, and I go, who's throwing a perfect game?
Exactly.
Against the Orioles? What?
Oh, it's Henry Herter, and he's got the best sweeper to ever be in MLB. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm watching.
It makes no sense, but it also is like, maybe it's just coming together. Like, who would have thought that Javier Baez just goes and breaks his leg, chair drop, all of a sudden he's out for the year? I'm like, well, that's a
giant blessing in disguise. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Look, Josh, that's part of sports, right? You don't have to figure out everything all the time. At a certain point, you just submit and you go to hell with it. It's sports. It's not supposed to make sense. It's why I love horse racing, because every once in a while, some horse that was bred from a cat and a dog who only cost 10 grand wins the Kentucky Derby over million-dollar babies. That's California Chrome. Like, that's what keeps people coming back.
It's NCAA tournament.
Yes, you got to have a space for this. It can't be how you operate every day, because then I'll accuse you of being a crackhead. But you have to leave a little window to where it can't make sense, and it's why we love sports. And I can't make sense of it. No. How could I?
You can't. Which is why I like it. It's because it's not logical whatsoever. So let's just have fun with this. And I think analytics, they may be correct, but they're basing it on numbers, not on eyeballs, not on what they actually see.
I need the mathematicians to come up with an analytic that weighs, as a part of their equation, someone being genetically a loser. Like the Minnesota Twins. Like, there needs to be a loser quotient. Like, you don't win big games. You're losers. 0.75.
Actually, yeah.
Why can't people from Yale do that?
You're that pitcher who constantly can't win that pressure game 7.
Why? You're John Lester with people on base. I can't throw to first. Well, that has to be factored.
The FanDuel playoff odds are now +375 for the Tigers.
Because we are getting people to bet on it.
I said, you better get it when it was 410.
I don't think 410 was accurate. I don't think 375 is accurate. If it were me, you know what the Tigers should be? +110. Wow. Just a shade under even money.
See, I was going to go +200.
Hater.
Nah, it's not a hater.
Sparty. I'm kidding. No, it's fine. You get my point. Mm-hmm. I don't understand those odds.
I don't either, but I guess they're figuring, hey, you want to bet the Tigers? Go ahead. I would. As a matter of fact, I think I will.
All right, there's the kiss of death, Kenny. Blame Rico when they don't make the playoffs. 248-539-9797. Do the hockey. All right, let's touch the table with some football. I assume this is going to be a little college. Oh, no, this isn't what I think it is it? Okay, Big Ten.
Oh, yeah.
Big Ten power rankings. Hit the button. So explain the rules to the people again so okay. They don't attack you.
Okay, so here are the rules. It's the Big Ten Power Ranking. I'm taking the top 14 teams. Bottom four teams will not be on the list. You can work your way in, you can work your way out. It is based off of your performances so far. Not where I think you're going to be at the end of the year, but where you are right here, right now. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
You want to start at the bottom?
Yes.
Fresh off of their ridiculous loss on the goal line to Washington State, I have the University of Washington at 14. They lose the game to Washington State, the Apple Cup game, 24-19. They had the ball on the one-yard line and just they couldn't
get
it.
Look, this is on you. You just won't let go. They're terrible.
Okay. They're better than the other four, which is UCLA, Purdue, Northwestern, and Wisconsin, who has no quarterback.
That's truth. So that backup can't throw a forward pass.
So therefore, they're only there, Mike, because the other teams are so bad.
Just say the words so the Wolverines leave you alone. Michigan will beat Washington handily.
At 13, they go on the road, and I always like it when you can beat a team on the road, the University of Maryland. Defeated Virginia 27-13, came back, scored 20 unanswered points. They're sitting there at 2-1 in the Big Ten.
It's funny because I just still don't know what the hell they are.
No one does.
They're an enigma to me.
Every year, I don't know what Maryland football is. They're a coin flip team.
They feel like a bowl team. I don't think they have a super high ceiling, but you're right. The games were so uneven. They should have beat State. They probably shouldn't have beat Virginia in the wash 1-1. Go ahead.
At 12 on a bye week, the University of Rutgers, they are at Virginia Tech this weekend. They're at 2-0.
I think you're sleeping on our man Shiano, but he'll prove it to you in Blacksburg.
I just need them. No, they're here. The beauty of this list, you go to
it's
Blacksburg,
fluid.
You can jump up into the rankings because there is a team that moved up this week. but it wasn't the University of Iowa. Iowa defeated Troy 38-21. They're at 11.
Look, their game is the weirdest one of the week. Why are they only 2.5-point favorites at Minnesota? Very, very sneaky there.
And one of those trophy games, Paul Bunyan
I believe that's the Floyd of Rosedale.
Yes, it is. The pig.
I think.
Yes, it is.
I don't know. All those hillbillies out there, they play for the axe and a pig. And please.
At number 10, they were in the bottom four. They are now number 10. Why? Because they have pitched a shutout two consecutive games, University of Minnesota. Minnesota's 2-1.
They played Nevada.
Okay, Mike, if you can keep two teams scoreless in back-to-back weeks, it's got to mean something.
All right.
It's got to mean something.
Fine.
At number 9.
MSU.
Fresh off of their victory this weekend in Ann Arbor, the University of Michigan defeated Arkansas State 28-18.
You can't have them 9-3.
They were 9th last week, if I'm correct,
they
right?
Were.
Yeah, so they didn't move.
But what about Orgy?
We'll find that out.
All right.
Now, they go out there and they
beat
USC. Maybe
movement with an orgy.
They beat USC.
They're top 5.
Right.
I still think you underrate them, but that's fine.
Well, no, because I expected them to pummel them, and they won.
Okay.
At number 8.
Please say MSU.
Okay, for you, Mike, MSU.
All right. They couldn't be any higher than this. They haven't earned that.
No. 40-0 win over Prairie View, 3-0.
Is Prairie View a real team, or did I watch us play Bishop Sycamore?
That's actually a real team.
That was horrendous.
Right outside of the city of Houston. They're a real team.
It didn't look like it. That is, I didn't realize Bubba McDowell was still alive. He's the coach.
Yeah. And you know why their D lineman wore yellow cleats?
No.
Because it's in honor of L.C. Greenwood. Because he used to wear yellow cleats. There you go.
From the Nobody Cares update deck.
David cares.
Kenny is now Googling L.C. Greenwood.
I like that.
At number 7, Illinois. They defeated Central Michigan 30-9. They're sitting there 3-0. To me, sneaky team. We're going to find out a lot about them when they're going to play Nebraska.
I just want Brett Bielema to go away.
I don't think he is, Mike.
Such a pain in the ass.
At 6 is Penn State. Bye week this week. They got Kent State. They're 2-0. We'll see. They're still living off of week one.
Shout out Kent State. The most lopsided first half score I think I've ever seen in my adult life. 62-0 Tennessee at the half. At the half.
You
may want to consider not playing football.
You were wondering if they were going to hit 100. Mike, this next one is for you.
Say it.
The Fighting Cignettis.
Yes.
Indiana.
Psychopath assassin, Kurt Cignetti.
Why? You go on the road, you travel across the country where most teams in the Big Ten cannot get it done. They go to play UCLA. UCLA is awful, but my goodness, they put their foot into UCLA's you know what, 42-13.
They went out to the Rose Bowl and they were sounding like Shannon Sharpe's IG Live. Thank you, Deshaun.
At number 4, Nebraska. They beat Northern Iowa 34-3. As I said, we're going to find out a lot about Nebraska when they take on Illinois. But
that's Friday night, correct?
Yeah, it's Friday night game.
Is that in Champaign?
It is at Nebraska.
Okay, safe space. If that thing was on the road in Champaign on a Friday night, I'd go, uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Yeah. At number 3, USC. On a bye week, they have Michigan. Number 2, Oregon. Destroyed Oregon State. I thought it was going to be a lot closer. That's the Oregon team we have all been waiting on.
I think they're a byproduct. It takes time when you're building lines. They had several new players on both fronts. Maybe it clicked. But I'll tell you one thing. Nobody got near Dylan Gabriel in that game. And that was a problem the first two games. They're so scary. They threw a 2-yard screen pass, 80 yards.
Right.
Speed option with Dylan Gabriel. Gone 70 yards. Like, can I opt out of that Friday night when we play them, please?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, God.
Because here's the thing. I saw this game, and look, you had this game was a rivalry game. I thought Oregon State would really show up just for pride the way Washington State did. You did us wrong. You did us dirty and left us.
I feel that so game, bad for their fans.
Yeah.
I do, Rico. No one got screwed like those two programs.
They did.
Nobody.
And then at number 1, the Ohio State. They were on a bye week. They have Marshall this week. They really haven't hit a tough game yet. I don't know how they managed that in their schedule.
They looked at what Michigan did the last 2 years.
But they're sitting there at 2-0. And yes, Mike, you can opt out of the Oregon game because, I mean, hey, congratulations. You get Ohio State at night.
It's terrifying.
And then 6 days later, you fly across and you play Oregon at night on Friday night.
I don't like any of this. Who designed this?
That may be a very difficult week, a long 6 days for Spartan fans.
Yikes.
So, just saying. But that is your Big Ten Week 3 Power Rankings, 97.1.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.